You are listening to the Hey Kids Comics Radio Show, broadcast through the facilities of Trent Radio on 92.7 CFFF-FM in Peterborough, Canada.
Hey kids!
I'm Batman.
Look, up in the sky! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's dance-off, bro! Me and you!
Hello and welcome to Hey Kids Comics. I'm your host, Dan Collins.
Hey there, this is Martin Bruda.
Chris Gill.
Hi, I'm Sam Tweedle. I could talk about Archie forever.
The biggest bane to my existence right now is Shield number 9.
They know that I would have put it under my shirt and ran off.
What are you talking about? I haven't seen any Action Comics number 1.
Gwenpool, I mean Spider-Gwen, the whole heat and stuff, this is going to be worth a few bucks. And nobody wanted it.
Yes, Dan, the Killing Joke does need to be R-rated.
I kind of like punching the walls of reality as a way to bring a character back because nobody knows what we're talking about right now.
Dark Knight Strikes Back was one of the biggest piles of dung ever, and it was what, $10 an issue?
We need to shame Sam. He is not here because he's gone to the Gem and the Holograms movie.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody in between. Welcome to another Friday night of Hey Kids Comics Radio Show. How's everybody doing today? This is Martin Bruda, and with me in the studio today are...
Adam Bishop.
Chris Gilpin.
How are things, guys?
Good.
What's up?
They are good. They are good. So our little promo there kind of have a thought about, not promo, our intro.
Yeah.
With Gwenpool.
Right.
Do you think she was the start of it?
Start of what?
The start of... Hey, there's a new character. We need to buy 20 issues of everything. Like, the looking back and regretting, you know what I mean? Like, because that one went, it seems like ever since then, every time there's a new character or somebody's foot on a page or something, people go crazy and buy up 20 copies.
You must be cranky about the new Captain America issue where Cap was holding on to, Mjolnir?
Oh, don't even get me started.
And everybody got all excited and hyper over that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was good until you adjusted the whatever you adjusted. So,
I don't know. Did the control panel go out again?
Yeah. Anyways, are we going to talk there? Oh, wait. There you go. Are we going to talk Endgame tonight? Or
yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Did you see that?
I got my trusty eye patch on and saw it.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh no.
I know.
What does that mean?
He's a pirate.
Oh, I get it.
Did you see the Russian dub version where the big fat guy got up and got the popcorn and blocked everything out? Or did you watch the Korean one with the subtitles?
I think the Korean one with the subtitles.
There you go.
Oh.
Yes.
Just
so
I haven't seen a lot of them, so it kind of jumped through it.
Massive Endgame spoilers, folks. Tune out right now because we're going to be talking about everything.
Yeah.
Anything and everything. So if you're overly sensitive, go do something else.
Yes.
I hear that there's lots of other podcasts out there you can listen to.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Endgame. Three hours, 1 minute. If it was 3 hours and 2 minutes, I would have weed myself.
I did.
I booked out of there so fast. I had to go to the bathroom so bad.
I was in pain. I held it so long. I had to go. That's it. Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me.
So how many of us are super glad that there were no end credits?
Yeah, that's right. But, I mean... It totally caught me off guard. Like, right? Like you said, I think you said something during the movie when they knocked out Thanos. It's like, okay, that was a good movie. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, it was like 10 minutes, right?
10 minutes and they cut off Thanos' head. I'm like, okay, it's over. Let's go.
Yeah.
But when movie's over.
They start talking the whole time travel thing. I'm like, where is this coming from?
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling that was coming. Because when they started doing the whole Ant-Man, did you watch Ant-Man, Adam?
Yeah.
So when they started doing the whole Ant-Man Macroverse Micronauts thing and the time dilation and stuff like this with his mom, not his mom, what's her name?
Her mom.
Janet Van Dyke.
Janet, yeah.
You could sense that this was going to get pulled back. And especially since in Endgame, Ant-Man was missing.
That's right.
So Ant-Man, Infinity War.
Infinity, yeah.
So the Avengers movie just before it, Ant-Man's missing. So it's like, okay, what's going on here? I still remember the absolute best was, I think it was an episode of Star Trek Deep Space Nine. And there was some kind of a time travel thing. And the time travel police came to interview Sisko. And they're like, oh, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, they showed up in Voyager a couple times too.
Did they? Yeah. I kind of missed Voyager when it came out, but
that ship was kind of on their naughty list.
Yeah,
they showed up a few times.
the Bureau of space time continuum or whatever. Oh well.
But I'm glad that it did catch me off guard on a bunch of moments like that. Yeah. And Cap, like, I did not expect Captain America to grab the hammer.
Oh,
I didn't expect that at all. I mean, we think back to the first Avengers where he kind of tipped it a little bit.
Jiggled it.
Yeah, he jiggled it.
Now, the Russo brothers, right, the guys who directed it, they said that in that throwback scene in the bar, he could move it. And the second he sensed that he could move it, he backed off.
No.
So that he wouldn't, like, you know, show up Thor. Oh. So the directors are saying, no, he knew he could pick it up the whole time. He was just being Captain America and being... Yeah. Chivalrous and all that kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
So if you buy that,
well, if you
is it more impactful than when Vision picked it up? Then
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, because Vision, like, it's kind of easy to see, like, it's supposed. What's the official wording? Whoever's worthy,
yeah.
Or is it whoever's, like, pure of thought or
worthy?
It's pure of heart.
Pure of heart or something like this. Like, so how can an android not be pure? How can an android not be sinless, so to speak, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You know? So maybe an inanimate object, like maybe another hammer can knock the hammer. Or, you know, maybe if there's some wind, it can get knocked over. I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is that when it gets plopped on the toilet bowl seat, Spidey can't go to the bathroom. Guys, I've all seen that meme, right? Yes. One guy who keeps drawing, he keeps taking photographs of action figures. Oh, I think that's great.
But... I always thought if somebody picked up the hammer, they became Thor.
I think that's how it originally was.
Yeah,
right. Because the original Thor wasn't Thor. Thor is just a regular guy, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, the original character of Thor in the comic books is Dr. Donald Blake.
Yeah, and he has his cane.
But then the other concept is, it's not that he's not Thor. He was the personification of Thor on Earth. And then once this hammer did its thing, it became... You know, it kind of opened up his latent ability to be, you know, it's kind of like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus was Jesus to begin with, just the son of a carpenter. And then all of a sudden he's, you know, the son of God and does all these really cool things after spending 3 days in a cave. So the same idea with Thor is, you know, he was always that character, that person. But just like, there's some other TV show or movie that was like that, where people were kind of latent and they're kind of woken up. I'm trying to remember what show that was.
Was it a cartoon?
No. Oh. It wasn't American Gods.
No.
Something fairly recently was like that, where they kind of woke up and they were either Skrull or they were either powerful beings that didn't know that they were powerful. Or...
Oh, I think there was a show I didn't watch. I can't remember the name of it now. Yeah. Somebody Family or something. Anyways. Yeah.
But yeah, the same idea. So, I mean... But then they kind of twisted that over the years with the different stories. Like, the frog was Thor for a little while, and then Beta Ray Bill was Thor for a while, and then Jane Foster was Thor for a while. But, you know, sure, Jane Foster was Thor, but she was always still her own person, right?
Yeah.
So I was hoping that the end where they were on the Guardian of the Galaxy ship, and I was hoping that Peter Quill would say, "Don't make me replace you with a frog."
Yeah.
That would have been great.
That would have been awesome.
Well, apparently Helmsworth just signed on for like another 5 movies or something.
Yeah.
Including Guardians 3, which isn't surprising because he left with them, right?
Yeah, exactly. So there's no doubt he's going to be on the third movie.
Assuming a little less belly.
Yeah, that was the best. Slovenly Thor. Drunkard Thor. That was awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was a great flick. Obviously, it made all the billions. So a lot of people went to go see it and stuff like this. But... I'm still, like, everyone's going, this is the best movie ever. This is the best movie ever. I don't think so, because it's hard for this movie to exist without the other ones.
Yeah.
Like, Return of the Jedi would be a shitty story if it wasn't for Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back building it up.
But isn't it?
Well, Empire. Like, for me, Empire Strikes Back is the best of the three. Yeah. But would Empire be that good if they had, like, when I review issue number one's of comic books? Right away, you know, okay, they have to establish the world, the characters, the environment, and they got to set that all up in 20-some-odd pages. So every first issue is kind of, you know, you got to wait 5 or 6 before the story really starts getting going. Same thing with the movie. You know, the first Star Wars, they had to spend a lot of time introducing these people.
Yeah.
And then in the second act, Empire, we can go and go nuts. That's why the first Avengers movie kicked in so well, is because they used Iron Man and Captain America and all those other movies to kind of do that first act of all those characters. And then when Avengers came out, that's the second act, and away we go.
Yeah. And then Age of Ultron was Jedi.
Yeah. You know? So I just, it's a great movie, and it played, like, it tied up so many loose ends, and it made so many emotional callbacks, like the whole, when he picked up the hammer, like, we're all in the theater going, yeah! You know, and then when Stan Lee did his little thing, like, yeah! You go get him!
Yeah, a lot of people were pumped for that one.
Yeah, a lot of people were pumped, but again, I just don't think that movie makes those billions and isn't as good and as gratifying and satisfying as it was if it wasn't for everything that happened before.
Yeah, and like, that's really where DC blew it and Marvel succeeded. Because every DC movie is an origin movie. Not an origin. Well, no.
They keep retelling it all the time. Like, how many times do we have to see Bruce Wayne get his parents get shot?
Yeah, and then when you have Justice League, you don't know half the characters and you have to get their origins in the movie.
Yeah.
Where it's like, then that's where Marvel succeeded so well.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you said you didn't see all the movies, Adam?
No.
Preceding this?
No, I've seen maybe like 5 or 6.
And there's what, 10?
Oh, there's so many.
Oh. 10 or 11?
I think something like 15.
I thought it was 22.
Is there 20? Just could 22.
Be. Because somebody said somewhere in the States was paying somebody to watch all 22 movies back to back.
Could
something.
Be. Yeah. So do you think you maybe missed a little bit by not seeing that stuff? Or did you see Infinity War?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so that probably gave you most of it.
Yeah, well, when my girlfriend and I watched it, she's like, who's that? And I'm like, I don't know.
Well, that happened to us. We've seen all the movies, and that end scene on the lakefront or riverfront or whatever it is, where they're showing everybody who's like mourning Tony Stark.
Yeah.
And we all pointed at that same one guy, and we said, who the heck is this guy?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, who the heck is this guy? The younger fella?
Yeah.
And it turns out he's the kid that helped Tony Stark in Iron Man 3. Yeah. And it's like, that's a weird character to put in there.
It's like, do you want to come back? He's like, yeah. No one would know who I am, but sure.
Yeah. But they...
Well, because he was so young and now he's like, you don't recognize him at all.
Like, there's no doubt in my mind that that was on purpose and that's going to pay off in a future movie.
Yeah. Whose kid do you think he is? The actor has to be a kid of, like, a producer or someone.
Well, something.
Yeah, there's some reason.
Either that or that character's coming back, like when they're going to do the War Machine movie or something, or the next Iron Man movie might be about this kid stumbling across. Because didn't they have a kid do the armor once? Not Riri Williams. That was later. But I feel like they had a kid doing something with the armor or something like that.
I don't remember.
I'm kind of sketchy on my Iron Man. It's a title that I kind of read and then read, drop. So I don't know all the history, but it's something tingles in my mind.
Probably Franklin Richards, if anyone.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, probably.
Some brainiac. Fantastic Four is another one of those books that I kind of start reading, get 12 issues in, 3 issues in, drop it, start it, drop it, start it, drop it. But
have they just continued that new series yet?
No.
Still going?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think it's still going strong. I don't know. I'm so bad with Marvel right now. I think I'm getting Savage Avengers.
Oh, why?
I'm getting X-Force, and that's it right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
I finally dropped Amazing Spider-Man. What I did was I got this short box, one of those black plastic Bill Cole short boxes that holds a little bit more than a regular white short box beside my bed. And I just dump my books in there every Wednesday, and then I just pull them out and read them and put them away. That box is overflowing. There's comics on the floor. So I'm like, okay, well, let's go through this box and let's take a look.
So you just need another box.
Yeah. There was, I don't know, 7 issues of Justice League that I haven't read. So I'm like, okay, off the list. Justice League Dark, Justice League Odyssey.
Yeah.
Like, I read issue 1, never read another issue. I'm like, okay, that's off my list. Amazing Spider-Man, when they did the HU issues, and all of a sudden there was, 7 Spider-Man issues in 1 month or something crazy like that. I was like, okay, Amazing Spider-Man, gone.
Yeah.
Fantastic Four I dropped. I dropped a whole whack. I think it was 12? Yeah, 12 books I dropped. And I'm still getting far too many. So I kind of, the Fantastic Four, I'm not getting it anymore.
Yeah.
But we're all going to have to get Marvel Comics 1000. Are we done with Avengers? Can we keep going with Avengers?
Oh, we could probably go on forever with Avengers.
All right, well, go ahead, because I know you got some issues.
Issues?
Chris always has issues.
I always have issues.
What are the issues?
It's the whole time travel thing, and it just... Like,
but it wasn't time travel. It was like going to a alternate universe.
Well, that's the thing. Like, is it?
They were sliding. Just say it. They were sliding.
They weren't supposed to. There wasn't supposed to be alternative universes. They were supposed to take everything and put it all back so that alternative timelines didn't happen. That's what Doctor Strange's predecessor Tilda Swinton. Is the actress's name? I don't know what the character's name is. I can't remember.
The Grand something.
Yeah.
Grand Sorcerer?
Sorceress. Sorceress Supreme.
That makes sense, yeah.
But that's what she was saying. But then Chris is like pointing out all these. He's like, Soul Stone.
On page 60. No. Well, okay. So, the Thanos, so Captain Thanos from Infinity War that killed half the people.
Yes.
Does not exist anymore.
No, he does not.
And he never existed in that timeline.
Because he was erased. They killed him
in the future. So if he was killed in the future and taken from the past,
that means they split the timeline exactly like the Sorcerer Supreme said not to.
Then, yeah. Like it.
And hence the reason why Spider-Man in the new trailer goes, multiverse?
Yeah, exactly. Like it's hot tub time machine all over.
What did you do?
Oh,
like,
man.
Chris was sitting there right after the movie. He's like, okay, so Captain America has to go back in time and go see the Red Skull and say, hey, how you doing? I know you tried to kill me, but everything's good. Here's your stone. Can I get Black Widow back?
Yeah, it's a soul for a soul, right? Yeah. So let's.
Yeah, I'm giving you back the stone, so can I have Black Widow back?
I mean, the day after the movie release, there was a reminder, but all the Black Widow movies are going to make. Like, well, it must be in the past then, because, or in the alternate universe. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
They can easily wedge it in between the films or something like that. Or,
well, it's Marvel. They'll just make it and just pretend like it didn't happen anyway. So,
when Tony snapped, did that kill Gamora as well?
I thought so, but people are saying no now.
Saying no?
She faded.
Did she fade?
I think so. Oh, shoot. Now I can't remember. Was there a Starbucks cup on that table or not?
There was, apparently.
I know where you're going tonight. It's like, I go back to movie theater and rewatch it.
Exactly. Forget that. I got a pirate patch, too. They already got $36 out of me for a ticket and popcorn.
Oh.
It's all a grandfather paradox in the end. Like, but Fry can't be his grandfather. That's what it comes down to.
I got that reference.
So did I.
So yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it's Shatterstar all over.
Oh my god. But I love Shatterstar.
So do I. I love Longshot, but I don't get it. They're both each other's fathers. I don't know.
What? Oh, I must have missed that part. Because I used to read the original X-Force.
Yeah.
So I know who Shatterstar is, and I know who Longshot is and stuff like this, but I didn't know this always, convoluted
It was always
afterwards.
Assumed that Shatterstar was the son of Dazzler and Longshot.
Which,
that's true.
But it turns out Shatterstar is Longshot's father or some weird thing.
I have the panels right here on my Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love it. Longshot was cloned from Shatterstar, but not exactly. He was taken. Shatterstar's DNA was taken to make Longshot when Shatterstar went to the future. I can't even do it. It makes no sense.
Yeah, so they're each other's father. I don't get it. Like,
yeah, there's a scene of Richter holding Shatterstar saying, you're going to have one weird life ahead of you, kid.
Yeah, now my brain hurts. I'm trying to figure that out.
It hurts.
That's awesome. I'm going to have to catch up on that one. Oh, so is that like a recent issue? Or
No, that was a couple years ago. Yeah.
Well, there's Dazzler all pregnant.
Just laying on the ground. You're pregnant from who? My husband. Your husband, Longshot. Wait, what?
Oh, man. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Did we? No, you're still talking about your issues.
Well, my other thing. So my other thing is that Thor's hammer doesn't need instructions.
No.
If you're worthy, you can pick it up and start throwing lightning and flying, and you don't need to learn how to use it. You just know how to do everything.
Well, it's by osmosis. He's been fighting alongside of Thor. He can kind of figure out how to twirl it. And he goes like, oh, Thor used to do this.
Well,
Greatest American Hero.
If you fought alongside a ninja for 20 years, doesn't mean you're a ninja.
No, but you kind of know how he kind of throws the stars. You might not do it as well. But you're also not, like, if a samurai was following a ninja and fought alongside a ninja, I feel like he could kind of... Samurai, ninja, kung fu, jiu-jitsu. If you're an iron worker and you're working beside a ninja, I don't think you can absorb those skills. But if you're a Navy SEAL and you're working beside an Army Ranger, I feel like you might be okay.
I just assume that Steve went to Home Hardware, got a hammer, put a strap on it, and he's in his bedroom going, woo, when no one's around. He's like, oh, this would be fun.
Yeah. In my spare time, when I'm not moping about Peggy and beating up bean bags, punching bags, I'm gonna play with the hammer because I know I can pick up the hammer. The Russo brothers said I could. So I'm going to train in secret because I know at some point in time I'm going to have to step in. All right, Boy Scout, always be prepared.
I'm going off on a tangent here. Do you watch the TV shows like Arrow and stuff?
The what?
Arrow?
Oh, no. I don't watch
much. And you haven't caught up, right?
I'm a little bit behind on Arrow, Supergirl, and Flash. Like 3 or 4 episodes each.
So, did you see Diggle's stepfather?
No.
John Diggle, stepfather named General... What do you think?
I don't know.
Say Zod.
Yeah, General Zod. Kneel before Zod.
Stewart. General Stewart, his stepfather.
Oh, John Stewart.
John Stewart.
Is it really his stepfather?
Yeah.
There you go.
So I'm thinking last episode of Arrow, we're going to see a green flying ring.
Well, they just announced that Batwoman is going to be a series in the Arrowverse. So even though Arrow is dropping. Didn't we know that? Well, we knew they made a pilot.
Yeah.
And we knew they were thinking about it, but there was no official commitment for a show.
Is it the red-haired Batwoman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The red hair, then the red wig?
Or yeah.
The red hair? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, short hair and then long hair. And
yes.
You know, hey, at least she's not putting on glasses going, nobody can tell.
Yeah.
Oh, Clark. But anyways, jeez, we're having too much fun here today.
Yeah.
But so the series, like when Arrow got finalized, didn't get canceled, it got finalized. They just decided not to make anymore, not because of bad ratings. There was some question, like, is the CW going to switch gears? What does this mean for Flash? What does this mean for Supergirl and all this stuff? Because there was talk about Supergirl becoming a Superman show. And instead of featuring Supergirl, because her ratings do suck.
Do they?
This year. Oh. That they were going to bring, what was his name, Tyler, the actor who played Superman in that show, Tyler Hoechlin, Hocken on my sandwich. That's an old Eddie Murphy joke. Oh, that's such a bad Eddie Murphy joke. Somebody's going to send me an email on that one. Anyways, so there's some talk about it becoming the Superman show featuring him. To revitalize that show. So there's huge question marks about the whole CW Arrowverse. What's going to happen? Like, we call it the Arrowverse for Pete's sakes, and Arrow's being ended. And what does this mean for DC Universe with Titans and Swamp Thing and Doom Patrol and stuff? So there's huge questions. Then all of a sudden CW's like, no, okay, give us a year of the show.
Yeah.
So now everybody's like, okay, now we're really confused.
Yeah.
Like, what is continuing? What isn't continuing? Like, I've seen some tweets from some of the guys on Legends of Tomorrow, and they don't even know if there's a season next year.
That's crazy.
I don't know. It should be interesting, but, I mean, with Marvel moving everything to the Disney Plus channel, and yet then they announced that the Hulu show is still happening, so there's still going to be Marvel shows on Hulu. So are they taking everything off of Netflix and putting it on Hulu? Are they still doing the Hulu thing and moving everything to Disney Plus? Are they rebooting with Disney Plus and there's going to be a whole different Punisher? Or like,
yeah, because you got different shows on different platforms. And it's like
everybody is still clueless as to what's going on.
It's harder to watch stuff now than it was when you just had cable.
Oh gosh, yeah.
It's difficult.
Like, I had my PVR and the satellite dish. Excuse me. And I was paying through the nose for it, of course, but I would just say, take their program. I want this show. I want this show. I want this show. It's like, okay, here we go. Now I'm all streamy. So I got the Netflix, I got the Bell 5 app, I got Crave, I got this. I like watching Formula One races, and they're usually on the TSN channel. So you go on to Bell 5, which has TSN, and only the French broadcast of Formula One is there. I'm like, okay, fine. We'll go on to Crave. Crave doesn't have any of the TSN shows. Okay, fine. Because Crave is owned by Bell too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, so how do I watch this TV show? And then it's like, oh, you need to download the TSN app, which is owned by Bell. And you can watch on the TSN app, but not live, only 2 or 3 hours after it gets broadcast on demand. So it's not really on demand live. So I'm like, you know, it was easier with the satellite dish. I just went in there, hit the PVR button, and it was recording, away I go. And each app is kind of weird as far as, well, the other thing is my sister and I both share the one Crave app, right? So it's like, oh, these are my cravings. You left off on episode 6 of season 4. And I'm like, no, I haven't. So I go back, and then she's like, oh, so she phoned me up. She's like, are you freaking around with the Crave? Because I can't remember what show I was, what episode I was watching.
Can't do more than one profile like Netflix?
No, not in Crave.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like weird. And like I said, you know, everything that's on Crave is on Fibe, kind of, but not really. And everything that's on Fibe is supposed to be on Crave, sort of. And
you wonder why there's piracy.
Oh, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and then DC Universe, right? I want to watch the Doom Patrol. They're like, no, you can't. You're Canadian. Screw you.
But it's on space too, isn't it?
Yeah, but delayed.
Delayed and probably edited.
And that's why you couldn't get the DC Universe app, is because they have this overreaching agreement with a Canadian broadcaster, right? So I'm like, okay, so I pirated it. So I pirated it, and sure enough, got an email. Warner Brothers is mad at you for pirating this episode. Don't do it again. So I'm like, well, then release DC Universe in Canada. Here's my $7 US, and I sent them a $10 US money bill. And I said, here you go. Sorry. I pirated it because you made me.
Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, now Doom Patrol's on Crave, but I think they're only up to episode 4 or 5, one a week. So they're behind the U.S. broadcast.
I was gonna say, because there's like 11. I haven't watched them, but there's like 12 or 13 episodes out now.
Yeah,
I watched the first one, but that.
And it's completely like Adam said, it's completely ruined my momentum because I didn't watch all of them pirated. So now I'm kind of rewatching episodes I did see, but then I'm like, oh, I already saw that one. So then I tried to watch the next one, and then I was confused. And now I'm like, oh, I'm just going to binge this shit when it comes all out.
Yeah.
It's like Titans on Netflix. Why did I spend all that time with your stupid Terrarium TV app trying to watch this with staggering and stuttering and pixelation and all this stuff? 4K TV, and I'm looking at something that looks worse than my rotor with my antenna in Ennismore. And I'm like, this doesn't work. Gorilla vids. Caching. Now all of a sudden the whole thing's on Netflix. I could just like sit there on one Saturday, me lonely in my house coat and underwear with a big bucket of cheesy popcorn, and just arm for 11 hours. Hit pause, go to the bathroom, put more butter in my popcorn.
Have you been watching Black Lightning?
No, I saw the first season and I didn't watch the second season.
I think I watched both of these seasons. It's a good show.
Yeah, I liked first season.
Yeah, it's like a family of superheroes now.
Yeah.
But did you see what the creator said?
No.
So.
Oh, the creator of Tony Isabella, the creator of Black.
Yeah.
Black Lightning.
Yeah.
He's talking about the Black Lightning in Batman and the Outsiders comic book
that came out this week.
Yeah, apparently it came out this week, and I didn't pre-order it, so I missed it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to find a copy this weekend.
I don't know. He seems a bit harsh. He says, don't try to put a silver lining on DC reducing Black Lightning to Batman support Negro.
Well,
I didn't read the book, but...
The thing is that Black Lightning was always his own character, and he had carried his own book, and then he's been completely underutilized all this time.
Yeah.
DC's like, oh, we need diversity, we need this, so let's turn Wally West black. Instead of, here's this original character from the 70s that is already in your stable of characters, why not give him and promote him and you know, put a book behind him and stuff like this? So that's what Tony's basically saying is, oh, great, so now he's in a book, but basically he's just Batman's second fiddle in this team book when he should be
the leader.
You know, like you went and you turned Green Lantern black by making John Stewart the main Green Lantern in Justice League. why aren't you doing something with Black Lightning, a character I created, and I'm due residuals and profit points if you use my character. Why are you making different black characters when I can get money for mine?
I guess, yeah, he says...
That's why I take it with a grain of salt, because that's exactly why he's whining.
Yeah.
Because he wants them to use his character. Yes. Like, he's the only character who could possibly be black in the DC universe.
He says you should read Black Lightning, Cold Dead Hands, which I guess he wrote.
Yeah.
And watch the brilliant TV show, which I'm sure he gets lots of money from.
What means is order my book on Amazon or on Chapters.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so maybe because Black Lightning isn't, like, it's not Batman and Black Lightning and the Outsiders, he doesn't quite get as big of a percentage.
Yeah.
And he's angry that Cyborg made Justice League and John Stewart is Green Lantern and not my character that I get like 1.2% residuals on every time he's on a page. I don't know. Like, if the character was that great, wouldn't he be continuing since the 70s?
Well, you would think so.
Like, a good character just is a good character. Spider-Man's a good character, and that's why he survived all this time. Superman is a good character. That's why he survived all this time. Dr. Fate, that's why he got like a really bad reboot in the 90s, and he's kind of being dragged along. I think he's cool, but is he good enough to sustain his own book like Iron Man is, or like Captain America is? Or,
well, he can have a TV show.
Well, he's got a TV show, so you would think, like, why isn't there a Black Lightning book? Maybe Tony's right.
Yeah.
Why isn't there a Black Lightning comic book? Why did we need another Batman book?
Yeah.
This could have been Black Lightning and the Outsiders.
Yeah. Yeah. So another tangent. Since our one and only listeners now, one of our team members.
There's other listeners.
There's other listeners. I asked my friend Leslie down in Port Hope to ask to listen. So now she's listening.
Mm-hmm.
She wants me to say that she's Wonder Woman. So.
Okay.
So there you go.
Which Wonder Woman?
Yeah, which Wonder Woman?
Are you Linda Carter Wonder Woman? Are you Gal Gadot Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Are you 1960s Super Spy Wonder Woman? We want to know.
It's Coburg, not Portal. My bad.
We want to know.
Yeah.
Which Wonder Woman is she?
I think she's more... Well, she says kind of Carter.
Nice. As a young man who reached certain pinnacles in his development during the Wonder Woman Linda Carter days.
Yeah. I'm going to see you standing there like, just spin around, yeah. Jump on that trampoline.
I'm not a casino guy, but I got dragged to the casino once, and they have this Wonder Woman slot machine. It's this big, huge tower. And it's all like video screens and stuff, and it's like the theme music's playing all the time, and stars are shooting, and if you win something, she does a spin, and if you do something, I was mesmerized. I was just like, take my money, take my dollar, take my dollar.
I signed up on a gambling website to play a slot machine, and I lost $20, of course, only because it was a Highlander slot machine.
Marketing works.
It was 2 minutes, and I was like, yeah, well, that was a waste of money.
Yeah, 2 minutes, $20. It doesn't take long. But I got
to watch the quickening happen on the screen.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what this Wonder Woman thing was doing. It was all completely animated with, like, pictures from the thing and stars shooting, and then there's, like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Wonder Woman.
I'm like, take all my money. Take it all. I'm giving it to you. Take it all.
So you didn't win?
No, actually, I did not bad on that machine.
Oh, there you go.
I didn't do too bad. It was, I think it was like, what was it? Oh, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That machine took all my money.
Yeah.
But Oompa Loompas.
I won a Judge Judy machine once in Alberta.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just multiple choice questions. And I won $80. I'm like, I don't know what I did, but I won.
Well, that's the thing for me. Like, I'm a little bit analytical, right? And I'm trying to figure it out. And it's like, if you play a dollar, then this line wins. If you play $2, then this line. And it's like this heartbeat shape thing. And I'm like, okay, here I am. Oh, I won a dollar. Great. And it's like a star and a Wonder Woman symbol and a tiara and then a Wonder Woman symbol. I'm like, how did that win? It's like, no, you won. And it draws this line. It's this weird Gantt chart that's just like, what is this?
Just put your money in and push the button.
Yeah, but, you know, why didn't... Oh, but there's three in a row. Why didn't that win? Oh, because there was one in... No, what? So confusing.
You want to talk confusing?
Okay.
I read Batman Ninja Turtles Part 3, number 1.
Oh, yeah?
Which, they've taken both worlds and smushed them together. Oh. So, yeah.
That's
so
weird.
Joker and Shredder are kind of one person, and it's the Smiley Gang.
Oh, okay.
All the turtles are a version of the Robin.
Okay.
Like Leo's Nightwing, and it's just like, what am I reading here?
What you're reading is the Amalgamverse.
Yeah, and Krang is inside the Anti-Monitor.
Nice.
Right? What is this all about?
So and, it doesn't really continue from the first two series then?
No, well, I'm trying to think if the end of the second one something happened, but I don't think so. I don't know. Because apparently Shredder is Shredder, but he's also Alfred.
What?
Yeah. I think I'm kind of getting the impression that after Bruce's parents were shot, he stumbled into the sewer or something. I don't know. Because Shredder, or not Shredder, Splinter.
Oh, that makes sense.
That makes sense. Splinter and Alfred are the same. So for some reason, the master of karate is also the butler, which... I don't know, but apparently Bruce must have stumbled into the sewers and something. I'm sure they're going to explain it somehow, but it was actually kind of neat seeing the turtles dressed up as each one of the Robins.
I'm going to say it's probably a fun read, though, because...
Yeah, it was, yeah. So you got Bebop and Rocksteady, but one of them is actually Clayface, and he looks like the character. Oh, it's weird, but... Yeah. So what else is going on?
No idea.
Oh, I was reading the, I don't know if it's June or what it is, the previews for Marvel.
Right.
Yeah. Of course. So here I go. No, I saw one bug and was going, oh, Martin's going to love that. The bikini summer special or whatever, swimsuit special. He loves those books. And then I find out they canceled it. They don't give reasons. This is just canceled.
We know why, though.
I think I've mentioned this before. Me and my buddy Harold, we keep swapping the exact word is
swimsuit issues.
Escaping me here. Huh. Gift packages.
Oh, yeah.
Presents.
Oh, I know.
Oh my gosh, I'm so old.
Yeah, me too. I know what you want to say, but I can't.
Care package.
Care package, that's it.
We keep sending these care packages because we were both air cadets, right? Yeah, so at summer camp, you know, mom would send you a care package with cookies and stuff like this. And you'd be like, oh, this is like that one episode of MASH and World War II movie. Oh, I got cookies. So we send care packages back and forth. And for a little while there, I was sending them every single weird Marvel and Image and Aspen Comics swimsuit issues from the 90s. So it's like... The Girls of Wildstorm swimsuit issue. And I'm like, okay, I kind of remember that these things existed, but they're just flipping weird. So, yeah, I guess there was going to be a Marvel kind of bookish.
Yeah, a swimsuit issue.
It got canceled because nobody pre-ordered it?
Probably.
Nobody wanted it? There's one guy on the book face. He, every single time DC cancels a trade paperback or something like this, or a omnibus because the orders are low, he's like, DC should just publish it anyways and take the loss. They're a big company. They can afford to do that. I need my book.
Somebody needs to tell him, like, oh, they just have to divide the cost among the 7 people who bought it.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
that would be $500, please, for your limited print run. That's
right. And they call millennials entitled. Holy moly, you should see these guys on these 40 to 50 year olds on Bookface.
Oh, the boomers, the worst.
Oh my god. The Mego figures? So Mego's come out with these action figures. Again, we've talked about this before. 1970s toy line had Superman, had Batman figures, Planet of the Apes, Spider-Man. So they come out with these retro figures. Now, it's expensive these days to make a toy that isn't for the mass market. Because instead of making a million Spider-Men and, like you said, distributing the cost of the tooling across a million action figures, they're making 10,000. They're making 1,000. They're making 500. They're making, you know, whatever. Because it's the collector market. And that's why, you know, a NECA action figure of
the turtles, $500.
Yeah, $500, right?
For that 4-pack.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they come out with a few waves of monsters, right? And the first wave of Dracula had Dracula with a gray lining on his cape. The second wave of Dracula had Dracula with a red lining on his cape. The third one, Dracula's glow in the dark. And everyone's like, I already got a Dracula figure. I don't want another Dracula figure. I think we should have a Mole Man figure from the Hammer film from 1963 because it's my favorite movie. It's like, dude,
you're one guy.
You're one guy. They're going to milk the snot out of that head sculpt of Dracula until it pukes. Like, they just announced the sixth wave. I think it's fifth wave. Anyways, the new wave of Star Trek figures are the old Star Trek figures with a bunch of pom-poms in them. They're going to be the Tribbles. So it's going to be Kirk in a costume that you already have, but he's going to have the new phaser belt. With the new black painted phasers instead of the blue phasers and a bunch of pom-poms, and he's going to be Tribbles Kirk. So he's different enough that those with OCD are like, I'm going to spend the $19.95. I must have this in my collection.
I hope it's the same packaging.
Oh, it's the best. It better be. It's just the same, exactly the same graphics, everything. Nothing changed. Don't even change the UPC code. Just throw some pom-poms in it.
That's like the Batman pop figures, the vinyl pops. They had like the villains ones where it's like Two-Face Batman. Yeah. It's the same sculpt, just repainted.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm just like, oh, what a waste of money as I stock them on my shelf.
I need that one and that one.
I don't even want to talk about pop vinyls.
Yeah.
Don't go into pop vinyls, they said. Whatever you do, don't buy a pop vinyl. You don't want pop vinyls. I'm like, I'll get one.
I only have five.
I have more than five.
You went five fingers and you're like, nope.
No, I was counting. I'm filling out the sheet here. I'm counting the months. It's May 5th.
Well, I currently have zero, so.
It's
brutal. We have to get him one.
No.
But the best part is they're like, I put a bureau style dresser, you know, the half height, twice as wide than a regular tall boy dresser at the end of my bed. And then I put a TV on top. The worst thing I ever did was put a TV on top of that. And I've got all these pops just absolutely lining it. So when I'm really bored and I'm all out of buttered popcorn, I sit there in my underwear and my house coat with my Nerf gun.
Oh.
I just sit there seeing if I can. I'm a pretty damn good shot. I was a range safety officer in cadets and you know, used to teach guys how to fire 22 caliber Lee Enfield Mark IVs and all this stuff. And I'm pretty wicked shot with the Nerf gun. Those pops go flying.
Out of the box, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have...
Rip that box right
I think out. I have three in a box. I think I have fourth Doctor Who in a box because I paid like $50 for him because he was, what do they call it? Vaulted?
Yeah.
And then I got MacGyver still in his box. And my Slee stack is still in this box. But everybody else is ripped out of the box. I don't even know where the boxes are.
Are you in or out of the box?
All mine are in the box, only because I have the four Rocko's Modern Lifes ones. There's only two of them, but there's a chase for each, and I got both the chases, thankfully. Then I have a big, I guess like 10-inch Atom Bomb Garbage Pail Kids one.
Oh, yeah.
So I have that. And the box looks like a pack, or it looks like the card. And then the outside of the box looks like the wrapper of the pack of cards.
Right.
So I don't want to
get it. No, you got to keep that.
Yeah, and I always tell people, it's like, don't open it if you're going to like resell it, because that'd be the point. Yeah. If you're not going to resell, just open it and put it somewhere. But mine look nice, so.
I'm a keep it in the package kind of guy, but that's me.
No, I still remember I'm at Dixon's and they were like, you want bags and boards with that? And I said, no, it just gets in the way when I throw these in the recycling bin after reading them. And some kid who looked a lot like a 7-year-old Adam Bishop standing beside me, it was just gobsmacked. He was just like, can I have them when you're done? I'm like, I don't really put them in the recycling box, kid. Relax.
Yeah. New Mutants 98. No, that's pretty good.
But I've done that before, like right there in the comic shop, some collector action figure comes in. I'm like, oh, cool. Right there. And you just see all the alpha nerds. No offense. All the alpha nerds are just like, no! Mint in box.
The resale value.
That's right.
Hey, man, yeah. I've been through Pogs. I've been through Beanie Babies, My Little Ponies. Yeah, there's no mint in box.
Oh,
man. No, I saw the My Little Pony.
Oh, too late now. Too late.
I had a sister.
You're a brony.
Oh, no. I am so... I think I know maybe one Starlight Sparkle. Is that...
I don't know.
I don't know.
I was more into Care Bears. I can admit
that. The Care Bears.
Let's do the Care Bear countdown.
5, 4, 3,
I was too old for Care Bears.
What? No.
Yeah.
We had Pogs?
I was born in the 60s.
He had pogs.
Well, I saw people with pogs at school. Oh, okay. I didn't have pogs. It's like Pokemon cards. I didn't have Pokemon cards.
You were with that kid chasing the Dickie D down the street being like, you have the Power Ranger movie pogs when you get an ice cream.
No, but I used to chase the Dickie
D. Yeah, anyways.
Dickie D. Ice cream. More Eddie Murphy.
You have no ice cream.
You can't afford it. You don't have no ice cream.
Oh, man.
So jeez. You're going to TCAF tomorrow, right?
I am going to TCAF tomorrow.
TCAF.
Chris is not. I am not. I'm going to TCAF tomorrow. Who are you going
Everybody's going
I'm just
with
driving
me.
Down.
Just driving yourself? Yeah. I'm going with my friend Cody.
There you go.
Who are you excited to see?
Everybody. Like, yeah. I know Mark Allard Will, who's in the comic book creator alliance with me. He just released a trade paperback called The Black Shuck, which is some sort of a werewolfy kind of killer wolf legend. Somewhere out there, England, mm-hmm. Scotland. So he wrote a trade paperback about it. So that's releasing. Jason Liu's got his final installment of The Pitiful Human Lizard. Now I'm a bit confused. Okay? I get in trouble sometimes for mixing insider information with outsider information.
It's because you get so much.
Things I'm supposed to know, things I'm not supposed to know. But I do know that on Facebook... The official Chapter House stuff was, well, new issues might be coming. And then Jason's on his page going, final issue of The Pitiful Human Lizard. And I'm like, okay, so either somebody doesn't have the facts or somebody's deluded or there's a mix-up in communication or somebody's not allowed to say what's actually happening. Or get ready for the all-new Chapter House Now. Number one, Pitiful Human Lizard.
That's right. Written and drawn by somebody completely different.
Yeah. Some kid from the barrio instead of the Toronto. It's going to be set in East LA or something like that.
Oh, man.
It's like when Captain Canuck moved to Vancouver. It was like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Do we talk about the Darren Oak? Is that a thing? Do we admit that that existed? No. It was all right. Unholy War, Captain Canuck Unholy War. Mm-hmm. It was all right. It was good for what it was. Mm-hmm. But of course, Free Comic Book Day, Captain Canuck came out. And
I was just going to say.
Reveals that Darren Oak. Now, I hate to admit this because I should freaking know, but I got to go back and read some issues because, like I said, publishing's been a little bit sporadic. Like, did they talk about Darren Oak? Was he like part of Equilibrium at some point in time? Was he part of Agents of Pact and I missed it? Like, did they introduce him earlier in an issue and I just missed it?
I'd ask you if...
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like,
you and your Captain Canuck shirt.
I know. And I'm like...
Is that what he looks like? I've never read one of his comics before.
What?
I'm sorry.
Get out.
I know.
Martin's got 20 copies of each. He'll give you a set.
Get out. Yeah. Next time you're here, here's 1 through 14 of the 1977 series.
But our own Dan Collins... has some exciting news as well.
Yes, Dan. Dan, of course, part of the original Hey Kids Comics crew here. He wrote a couple of pages because in the Free Comic Book Day issue, it's like, okay, here's the new Captain Canuck, and here's a bunch of new heroes. Quick little couple of page, 3 page, 4 page introductions of these other heroes and what they're doing in the rest of the other parts of Canada and the world. Yeah. And he wrote one segment of that featuring.
I don't have it, personally.
I want to say Captain Jack, but I think that's wrong.
He told me, but I forget already.
It's not Daredevil. Because I haven't read the darn thing yet.
I haven't read it yet either,
I've got, like, how is it possible? I must have, like, 23 copies of the darn book sitting around. Yeah. I haven't read it yet.
But it's awesome. So now he's got a couple online downloadable comics, and now he's got...
Well, and then the Archie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the one that's...
Again, are we talking insider stuff?
I don't know.
Stuff, or did he put that on public Facebook?
I think it was public Facebook.
I think it was
said
public.
Cats out of the bag.
Yeah.
So if not, I didn't sign any NDA, so somebody's going to be pissed off at me, because they usually are. But Dan Collins wrote a Archie story.
He may or may not have written an Archie story.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, featuring Scarlet.
Yeah.
I remember the character's name.
And it's being drawn by our buddy Fernando Ruiz.
Yeah.
So
and Scarlet is autistic.
Yes, the autistic character. Yeah. So that should be fun. Yeah. Now, he gave us instructions on how to... Yes, it is public because he gave us the instructions on how to obtain the book.
Email, yeah.
You got to email the owner of Archie or co-owner of Archie.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is a bit weird. Like,
yeah.
What's she going to send you, a free PDF, or send you to Comixology, some special link, or a
promo code maybe?
Oh, promo code. Yeah, maybe. Oh, maybe Dan's doing us a solid here by giving us like a link to a promo
code. Get the promo code.
Promo codes. So I don't know. That'd be cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
I'm sure when Dan gets behind the mic here, he'll talk all about it and let you know what's going on.
He should have a table of TCAP.
I think if he's got enough published material, they'll let him in. I know TCAF is a little bit more artsy fartsy than just the straight superhero stuff, but I feel like the Chapter House work would qualify.
Yeah. Well, he mentioned something about going to the New Market.
Yeah, he's going to the New Market card show.
Yeah. Is he going or does he have a table?
No, he's got a table.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He's moving on up.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's awesome.
So what are you looking at for a TCAF?
James Stokoe is going to be there, so I'm really excited.
Who's that?
He's an excellent artist. He drew Orcstain,
mm-hmm.
published by Image. He also did Aliens Something Orbit. No? Okay. And then also I'm going to go see...
Why aren't the creators who created Alien Pig Farm 3000 not coming out? That was an awesome series.
And I'm going to go see Josh Rosen, because he's going to be there. He drew a book called Wrestle Club, which was about female wrestlers.
Oh, right on.
Non-erotic.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know.
That's Adam. He's got to clarify that. This is not one of those books that I'm infamous for buying.
It's true.
As I'm the one who bought 3 copies of Cherry last week.
Hey, Cherry's a great book.
Cherry's awesome. Cherry Pop-Tart.
Cherry Pop-Tart. They had to get rid of that because Kellogg's was going to sue them.
Yeah, so they stopped calling her Cherry Pop-Tart and just started calling her Cherry. Yeah, I got two issues of Cherry from Gregory the other day.
Yeah.
Faust and...
Wait, issues? I'm missing 3 of them.
I got Faust 2 and 3, I think, from the original series, and 4 and 5 from Love and Damned?
That's the first series. And then there's Book of M, and then 999, I think, is the other one.
So I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'll have to take a look, because I know the comics, the CLZ app, the Faust thing is all messed up, because nobody knows how to read Indicia.
Have you seen the Faust movie yet?
No, what?
I have it on DVD.
What?
It's so hard to find.
What?
You haven't seen
Everybody
it?
Everybody go with Adam's place.
Oh my god. It's...
I'm literally following you home and borrowing your DVD.
Yeah, it's, I think it was a library or a rental DVD that I bought used on Amazon.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, every day looking at my wish list, is there like a $4 copy? Because they're all like $80.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Oh my gosh, I gotta get that.
Oh, yep.
Faust, that's awesome.
People think that it copied Spawn because it came out after the Spawn movie.
Even though the comic is...
Oh, it's like 80 something?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's been around for a while, that's for sure. But, I'm going to TCAF and they asked me to moderate a few panels, but one of the panels was... They wanted me to moderate a panel on queer comics.
Right.
And I'm like, okay... you guys know I'm not queer, and although I'm perfectly happy to speak on this topic, I feel like I'm underqualified and there might be some backlash having a straight guy hosting a queer panel when you should probably find somebody who's in that community, let alone just from an informational point of view, because I don't think I can speak to the problems, issues, struggles, benefits.
All you have to do is get up there and be like, I love Chase and Amy.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, boo.
Chasing Amy was awesome.
Nubian?
What's a Nubian? Chasing Amy was awesome. So it got all mixed up, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be moderating a panel or not. Or maybe I'll get there, and they're just like, oh my God, get to room 32 now. Or I'll sneak through and not have to do anything. Yeah, I don't know.
What's it about? It doesn't matter. Get in there.
Yeah, get in there.
I'd tell you, I'd go to that panel.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be in the back.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, okay, this radio show is easy because there's just two people staring at me and 4 listeners on the air somewhere anonymously. When you're doing a panel and there's like 6 people in the audience that are staring at you, you're like, social anxiety kicking in. Don't judge me for my Wrangler jeans.
Oh, man.
Great grade 8 all over again. Oh, man. So, yeah, we're, I think we mentioned this last time, back for the summer session.
Yeah.
Adam's joining us on a semi-permanent basis. Chris Ellis, who guested a couple of times last session, he's going to be with us on a semi-permanent basis. So there'll be six of us revolving in and out instead of just the usual four. Yeah. Give us a little bit more time and break and stuff. But I think Ellis has been trained on the board, but I'm not sure. So it'll either be Dan or I running the board and you guys revolving in and out. So it should be fun.
Yeah.
Should be fun. Because, yep. I mean, none of us actually read comics anymore. So it's not like we have anything to talk about when we get here.
Yeah, I've read a ton of comics this week, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think I'm looking at Flash Year One at the top of the pile. So I might read that. No, I did read Deceased.
Yes.
Deceased.
You did read it?
I did. I think I did.
Yeah.
Is yes. that memorable? I think I did.
With Darkseid and the Anti-Life
War. Yes, I did read it. And immediately I went, okay, I'm not going to say anything about how much I hate this because everyone will jump and pile on top of me because I'm usually the Marvel hater.
Yeah. Well.
But let's just say I'm not buying any more issues.
I will. You just have to read every comic now like it's its own world.
Yeah,
exactly. Every book is Elseworld. Every book is a what if. You just can't read it otherwise. Because obviously this is not in the main Marvel or DC universe.
Yeah, there's something going on.
It's something different. So,
but those are the best books where it doesn't matter what happens because you can enjoy the story.
Well, exactly. Obviously Marvel Zombies wasn't in the main Earth
until 616, it was.
But... And then, yeah, it was. And...
Well, that's it for us this week. We'll be back next week on Friday. As always, go to www.heykidscomics.ca and you can listen to back issues, episodes. We're also available on Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify.
Podcast Addict was where I got all mine.
Really?
Yeah, the app. It's a great app.
What? We're on a different one that I don't even know about?
There you go.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out. Until next week, have fun, everyone.
You have been listening to the Hey Kids Comics Radio Show broadcast through the facilities of Trent Radio on 92.7 CFFF FM in Peterborough, Ontario, and available as a downloadable podcast at www.heykidscomics.ca and at www.firstcomicsnews.com. Promotional consideration for the show was provided by no one. Are you kidding me? We couldn't get advertisers if we tried. Wardrobe for our hosts was provided by Joe Nerds in Whitby, Ontario. They don't know that fact, but that is where we get 90% of our clothes from. No animals were harmed in the making of this radio show. Marty tried, but allergies won't let him get too close to Sam's cats. The views and opinions expressed by Sam are solely his own and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the rest of the hosts, as we all like the Walking Dead TV show. The Hey Kids Comics Radio Show is a Quinn Martin production and copyright Hey Kids Comico. Rebroadcasting in part or in whole of this show is forbidden, but really, who would want to anyway?